And this is live in Studio C from 91 Classical and Nashville Public Radio. I'm Nina Cardona, sitting in for Will Griffin today, and we've got a great program of music by women, performed by women, a great chamber ensemble of contemporary classical musicians here in town called Sound Riot. We'll hear Colleen Phelps on marimba, Emily Tyndall playing clarinet, Caitlin Reitz is the cellist, Amber Truman playing piano, and at least one glissando from pianist and composer Christina Spinet as well before the show is up. But we'll just get right into the music with one of Christina's own compositions for cello and clarinet. This is Pas de Deux.
Thank you.
Christina Spinet's Pas de Deux for cello and clarinet, performed by Emily Tyndall. And Caitlin is Reitz. Apologize, I forgot to double check the pronunciation of your last name before the show. Nice smile on the composer's face across the room. Always a treat to have music by, not just new music, but music by a local composer. Beautiful, beautiful sound there. And Colleen Phelps is at the marimba, but also at the microphone, who can speak on behalf of the members of Sound Riot today. Which we know about the music you're playing for us here?
Olivia Kiefer is based in Wisconsin. I've known her for a while, though, since we went to school together. And I think it's best when a composer's personality really shows in their music, and that's definitely true of Olivia, because she's a very caring person, but also a very funny person. And so there's definitely a sense of humor in everything of hers that I've played, especially in the titles of these two pieces that we're doing the first version of them for marimba and piano. They've had a lot of different sort of keyboard variations and different things. So we're starting with, I work at the Scooters in Chisago, which Scooters is apparently the restaurant or the bar in this town. And so this is something I think a lot of Nashvillians can empathize with, the feeling of walking out of the bar at daybreak. So.
Thank you.
Music of Olivia Kiefer. We heard first, I Work at the Scooters in Chicago, and then All Over the World, All Over, performed by members of Sound Riot. Amber Truman on piano, Colleen Phelps on marimba. Live in Studio C on 91 Classical. And I should mention that Sound Riot is performing their annual Galentine's concert coming up on February 13th at 7 o'clock at Nashville State Community College in the H Building Auditorium. And you guys are about to play a piece that will be by a composer who is featured in another ensemble's performance tonight, another Nashville composer, Wu Fei, great friend of the station. Just a reminder to our listeners, you can always listen to archived episodes of Live in Studio C on our website, including one that was nothing but music by Christina Spinet, who we heard earlier and we'll hear music from again today. We've heard music of Wu Fei live in Studio C before, with Wu Fei herself here performing. That Chatterbird concert featuring music of Wu Fei is tonight at 8 in Turner Hall at Blair. And you got a brand new piece by Wu Fei
today. You get a world premiere on the radio today.
Oh, fantastic.
So Wu Fei gets even more premieres than expected today. and this is dedicated to twin panda cubs who were born at the Atlanta Zoo last year. And it's one of a set of five pieces with commissions from another piece from Olivia Kiefer, one from Christina Spinet, one from Mark Saya in California, and one I'm actually writing, all dedicated to baby animals that were born in 2017, including Neron, the clouded leopard, in Nashville, and even Fiona the hippo in Cincinnati. So this is for Yalun and Shilun and in the Atlanta Zoo. So...
Thank you. Nice. Brand new music by Nashville composer Wu Fei called Will Be Bears, performed on marimba by Colleen Phelps, here with other members of Sound Riot, live in Studio C on 91 Classical. So I think this may be the first time we've ever had the experience of performers coming in to Live in Studio C and saying, by the way, the name of that piece has just changed. The composer just made up her mind what the title's going to be, because that's how new it is. That's how fresh that piece just was that we just heard. But that kind of gets at the heart of what I understand that Sound Riot is all about.
Yes.
You do quite a bit to not just perform, but just really champion new music by living composers. You said, I think, this upcoming concert, all but two pieces are by female composers under 40.
Under 40. Yeah. So our ideal situation is, I think, what we have with Christina, where we have a relationship with the composer we're working with. And that's as we grow, you know, this is really our second full active year. And we were all new to Nashville at the same time. We all moved here about four years ago. And the idea being that we didn't want to just go shopping and find a piece of music. We wanted to know the composer we were working with and really let them do something really experimental with us. So, and that's how we ended up doing just an open call for scores over last summer. And Emily cataloged them and collected them, and we had over 400. And we didn't, wow. A lot of call for scores, there's a high fee, there's a age limit for entry. And what we just did was say, just send us your pieces. We're not going to charge you an entry fee. And we haven't declared a winner per se, because it wasn't a competition. It was just, we were looking to see the work of a lot of composers, a lot of working composers. And we were so lucky to find Go and Catch a Falling Star that fit our instrumentation so perfectly and even fits sort of what we're really, our kind of sound, I guess you could say.
So this is music by a composer from London, you said? Her name is Alison Willis.
Yeah.
And we'll hear an excerpt performed by the entire ensemble today from Go and Catch a Falling Star. Thank you. An excerpt from Alison Willis's Go and Catch a Falling Star with lyrics based on a poem by John Donne, performed by Sound Riot here live in Studio C on 91 Classical. So coming up on February 13th, you have your annual concert that you call Galentine's. Tell me, what does that mean for people who haven't heard it?
Galentine's Day is the day before Valentine's Day, a chance for women to celebrate other women. And, you know, we don't need a day to do that, but it's always nice to have a selected day to do that. And we do this concert, and in lieu of admission, we support a local cause that supports women. So we found a way to ourselves being women, support composers who identify as women, and this year, instead of admission, we're collecting donations for Dress for Success. So now we won't turn you away if you don't have an article of clothing to donate. And if you can't make the concert, you can still donate that week. We'll have a collection bin open in the Nashville State Community College Foundation office all week. But it's a chance for us to support women who just need that outfit to get that job and get things right off their feet. So it's a really satisfying cause to support in town.
And so for the concert itself, is every composer female?
Yes.
Right. And so I understand you're reaching back a little bit. You've got some of our...
We've got
grandmama of American female music making, Amy Beach, right?
Yes. And,
but lots of composers, as you said earlier.
Yeah. Under Mostly 40. Composers under 40, which is really exciting.
And more music by Nashvillian Christina Spinet to end this performance here live in Studio C as well. And this is, as I understand, you're looping and improvising.
Blinder Music is Christina's program where she composes live. And it's not just something she does with us. It's something she's done with other ensembles, something she started in New York. She was the co-founder of this organization. And today what we have is a sort of non-digital version of that, where we've got these, all the notes were composed by Christina, but we're putting them together as we feel. So.
All right.
Yeah. Thank you.
an example of Christina Spinade's Blind Ear Music, performed by Sound Riot, live in Studio C. Thank you all for joining us today. Thank you so much. Colleen Phelps has been speaking with us about what the ensemble does. She's also been playing marimba. We heard her sing. Emily Tyndall on clarinet, Caitlin Raitz sitting in on cello, Amber Truman on piano, and I saw Christina Spinet reach in at least one time into the guts of the piano to play the strings directly. And again, the Galentine's concert is February 13th.
7 p.m., Nashville State Community College, H Building Auditorium.
All right. Well, thank you, ladies, so much for bringing us this wonderful music by female composers live in Studio C. Next week, we'll have the Blair String Quartet here on the show. Our thanks to the Tennessee Arts Commission, the Community Foundation of Middle Tennessee, and the First Tennessee Foundation. And thanks to our engineer for the program, Carl Peterson. I'm Nina Cardona, and we appreciate you for being with us for Middle Tennessee's Classical Music, performed live in Studio C.